My name's Richard Campbell. I volunteered first of all in 1986 and then again in 1989. I was born in 1966, so I would have been 20 and then 23. I was supporting a young man who'd recently had a spinal injury. His name was Tim and he was quadriplegic. He had no use of his legs and limited use of his arms. And he was living at home in the room at the back of the pub that his mother owned. And I was basically supporting him to live at home and help him with the things that he couldn't do without the use of his legs, you know. So depending on what shift I worked, I used to arrive and help get Tim up, do breakfast, set him up for the day. If he had a trip out or was going out somewhere, had a visit to the hospital or wanted to go and see friends or go out and do something. Or if I was working later in the evening, you know, we'd often find ourselves actually down in the bar where Tim would socialise with pub goers.
Quite a tall order, I'd have thought, for a 20-year-old to be working with a severely disabled person like Tim.
It was quite a challenge. Now I look about it, back on it retrospectively, but the kind of gaucheness of youth, you know, naivety, and I kind of took it in my stride. I mean, Tim was great, his family were great. He was quite recently, you know, only been a couple of years since his accident, so he was still coming to terms with it in a lot of ways. So that was quite difficult, and his family were the change in their lives, and his father had recently deceased. So there was a number of things going on, but it was living down the road in a kind of lodgings, you know, that was quite hard. It was quite isolated at times, I look back on it as a very positive growing experience that was quite challenging in certain times, but also a great laugh and a great eye-opener.
Your second placement was in 1989. You went to Stockport. What were you doing there?
Yeah, well, that was a totally different placement. I got a placement working in what they used to call intermediate treatment, which is working with young offenders. So I was working in an intermediate treatment centre with a team, a sort of like a multidisciplinary team of people who came from youth work, social work, care work, working with young offenders in Stockport, and were either had been referred into the care of the local authority and therefore had to have some kind of education programme or a day programme put together, support programme them to enable them to stay in the community. I was sort of attached onto what was called the community remand scheme, so it was working with young people who were awaiting their appearance in court, whether it's trial or to see the magistrates, and often that could be put off for 3-6 months, you know, sometimes even longer, and supporting them to stay in the community while they were awaiting trial. The theory being, the more you could keep young people out of institutions, you know, the better, really, and support them through a time when, you know, they'd done something wrong and they were having to look at their behaviour and basically try and help them through that time, really.
What motivated you to volunteer in the first place?
I think I was motivated politically with a small p. If this kind of back in the 80s, and I was sort of trying to find my place. I didn't really do brilliantly at school. I wanted to do something that I thought was contributing, I suppose. That all sounds very grand. I'm not sure I'd have thought of it in those ways at the time. And my motivation was to go and do something that was kind of community-based. I was not sure really what I wanted to do. I can't even remember how I've heard about CSV. It might even have been seen something in a newspaper, you know. And it all fitted for me, really.
And as a result of your experience volunteering, did that change your life at all? Did it lead on anywhere else for you?
It did lead on. Did it change my life? It's definitely a very important part of my life and was an important thing I did. Yes, it did change my life, but it was an evolution rather than a revolution. I met like-minded people that I felt, you know, had a shared value. Because in my second placement especially, I lived in a flat with other CSVs. And so I had two things going on. I had the work thing going on. And so at work, I learned a lot about some of the kind of professional values and ways of behaving that I carried on into my professional life later on. And back at the flat, I found like-minded people who kind of shared some of my outlooks on life, and also met in youth work and in social work I guess to some extent, it draws in people from a very broad background, you know, different cultures, different, you know, social backgrounds. And that is something I really valued, meeting people from different walks of life and learning from them.
Were there any hairy moments?
Yes, there were. Not so much in my first placement with Tim, but in the second placement, yes, there were. I mean, I remember one incident in, I don't know why this sticks in my mind in particular, but I remember that there was a small classroom at the top of the IT centre, which wasn't actually an old primary school. So it had that feel about it. And that was where some of the young people who were remanded came in the morning to do their education. And the education teacher officer didn't turn up. And so the guy who ran the centre, Paul, who was a great guy, he said to me, why don't you do it? And so I was sort of young and I said, yeah. And I went up and ran the class. And I remember being tested by one of these young men who just picked out every book out of the bookcase and threw it at the door till there was a great pile of books by the door. And someone came up from downstairs having heard this noise and pushed the door open. Of course, these books kind of like pushed out of the way, stuck their head around the door and said, you were right. And I was brazening it out and I just said yes. And then when the kind of lesson ended, I just walked out and said, would you mind picking those books up? And was feeling rather nervous about the whole thing, and I came back up 20 minutes later and all the books had been picked up and put back in the bookshelf. And so that was quite a hairy moment, because I thought I was going to lose complete control of my some of these young people. They were very used to dealing with adults and the system and knowing how to manipulate them, and I kind of learned a lesson that you can go with your instincts sometimes and be yourself. And you don't have to try and be something you're not. And sometimes people respond to that.
Do you still volunteer, Richard?
I haven't for a while. I mean, it did lead on to other volunteering experiences for me, actually. I mean, I went with my partner years later to Africa with an organisation called International Service. So I did volunteering there and then spent a year in West Africa. Then I've done sort of various little bits, you know, for the local primary school sometimes. Nothing on a regular basis, I'm afraid to say. I mean, but funnily enough, we were just discussing this the other day, my partner's a governor at school, and I suppose, you know, that's a form of voluntary work. And she works in an organisation that works with volunteers as well. So it's kind of very much in my life. And I have, in my professional care capacity, I became a youth worker, worked with volunteers quite a lot. So it's something that's kind of been around with me for quite a while.